My name is Bob LeBlond, and you can spell Bob either way. And I'm with the Assistive Technology Center. In the past, we have been resellers for other products, but we now have two products of our very own. And the very first one I'd like to talk about is the DocuEdge scanning system. This is a little tiny scanner that fits in your pocket, weighs 1.5 ounces, and you can scan up to 100 pages in memory. You do not have to scan directly into a computer. It'll scan into its own memory. It'll hold up to 100 pages. And then you go to your computer or laptop or home desktop computer, and you can take the files that you've scanned in and transfer them all over into your computer and then read them with a screen reader or magnification program of your choice. And we include with that a special version of PaperPort transfer software. And OCR software that runs in the background is a version of OmniPage that ScanSoft has worked with us to develop a special version of. And you just transfer the files to your computer and choose whether you want to read them in Notepad or Microsoft Word, or we can take bills and scan them directly into an Excel spreadsheet, and from there you can save them. I'm going to take and I'm going to ask if we can just pass this around so you can see exactly what the scanner is, and I do want to get it back, okay? Okay. Now, I'm going to describe it. It looks kind of like a short windshield wiper blade. There's a roller system on the bottom that helps keep it straight. But you can scan right side up, upside down, sideways, in a moving vehicle. We've scanned in some stuff that's pretty horrible, and it came out fairly well. We try to keep things as affordable as possible so that everybody can get stuff. And so the regular price of the DocuEdge scanning system is $249, and that includes all the software that you need, the USB cable, controversial carrying case. I say controversial because some people think it's a cheap carrying case and some people think it's a very nice carrying case. But we'll let you be the judge of that. The DocuEdge scanning system includes the software and also an audio manual that describes step-by-step how to do a scan and how to transfer the files and how to do OCR. And it's very, very simple. After you get the hang of it, a couple of days using the thing, you'll be doing it like you've been doing it all of your life. Very good for people who want to be able to sit at the kitchen table scanning their mail and then go sit at their computer and read the mail. You've got students who are going to do a lot of work at a school computer or a library computer and want to scan in information and take it home, or scan in handouts at a meeting. I use it to scan in business cards. It's very good for that. We have a laptop. My wife is a blind person herself, and so this week we came to convention, and we had the laptop and the scanner, and for the first time she got to read the room service menu, and so she got to see the outrageous prices that are on the room service menu, and she knows why I'm always complaining about having to buy room service. So now she knows, because she can scan in the menu and read it herself. Any questions on DocuEdge before we move ahead to other stuff? Yes, gentleman in the front row first.
Your scanner, DocuEdge?
Yes.
Does it have to scan only against a flat surface? Say you want to read a can, a label.
Okay.
You have to pull the label off first.
Will it read a can? Actually, we don't recommend it for that. However, that having been said, I do have a guy who reads can labels with it. And the way he does it is to hold the scanner steady and rotates the can underneath it. And, you know, I don't do it, but he swears he does it. And I have no reason to disbelieve him, but he's one guy. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
Are you thinking at some stage that you might put a voice synthesizer in there? Because, I mean, one of the things that strikes me is that the fact that you don't know whether you've scanned something accurately until you then take it away and put it in the computer.
Yeah, actually, that's probably something that's going to come in a future version. And the reason that it's not now is because we're trying to keep them affordable. We looked at the prices of actually building in speech on a chip in the scanner.
Okay. Well, it's a great price, might I say, too.
It brought the price from $249 to about $8,000. So there was really not much of a discussion at this point. In the future, as that stuff goes down, it'll become more affordable, and then we can do it.
I'm really intrigued about that scanner, having felt it, and you know, it from the huge scanners that I'm used to in that little thing. Can you just review one more time? It hooks up to a USB port.
Okay, you hook up to a USB port. You don't have to be at a computer to scan.
Right.
So you can scan wherever you are, and then you hook it up to a USB port, transfer the files over, very much like if you transferred something from a floppy diskette to your hard drive. Okay. To be able to work with the files, and then we send the files to whatever application you want to read them with. Notepad or Microsoft Word, Excel. You can scan and send stuff to your printer. You can send it to, you can fax it out. You can, after it's scanned in, you can choose pretty much to do what you will with it. There are two versions of the DocuEdge now. One of them is the standard version that comes with everything you need to do the OCR and the file transfer and all of that. And one of them has a special version of OmniPage Professional Office that enables us to create PDFs that are text-based PDFs, not image-based PDFs, and create audiobooks on CD from the files that you've scanned in, and also control the application with voice if you have a microphone and you like to use such things as Dragon software and all of that, and it will allow you to do that. That's an additional $200 for the upgrade.
I'll let Bob show you that on his way out. Okay. And we'll go on to our next presenter now, who is a very interesting individual, by the way. I met him yesterday in the